Questions 14 to 16 are based on the following news report. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 14 to 16.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock news of CBD. I'm Susan Morphy. A tornado hit the northwestern parts of Mexico and caused severe casualties. Though there had been warnings beforehand, as the tornado went slightly away from the predicted route, many people failed to escape from its fatal sweep. According to the first estimates, at least 200 people were killed and about 30,000 became homeless. Let's now connect to Tim Hudson, our correspondent there, for some more details. Hi, Tim. Can you give us a report about the tornado there?
Hi, Susan. As you all know, the tornado has caused great losses. There had been some warnings about the tornado before it arrived, but it came slightly away from the predicted route. And moreover, it came to the densely populated area about 2 a.m., when most people were in sound sleep. A lot of buildings have become topless, and many large trees have been rooted up.
What about the casualties?
There has been no exact report about it so far. According to some reliable estimate, there were no less than 200 of them. As a heavy rain went with tornado, some parts of the city where I'm standing have been cut off and isolated by the flood. We don't know what had exactly happened to those parts.
How about the rescue work?
As a matter of fact, the local government wasted no time. Just about 20 minutes after the tornado had passed, the local TV and broadcast started to give instructions on the locations of emergency centers in different districts of the city. Early this morning, a team from the Mexican government has arrived. Actually, I'm just back from the airport.
Thank you, Tim. Now let's move on to other news. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to questions 14 to 16. Questions 17 to are based on the following talk on the legal system in Great Britain. You now have 20 seconds to read questions 17 to 20.
The beginning of the legal system in Great Britain took place in the late 11th century. After the Norman conquest, William I, the new king from France, was faced with a lot of problems. But the most important one is to keep order. On the one hand, the newly conquered English were far from being obedient to the conquerors. Many of them were seeking restoration of truly English ruling. On the other hand, not all of those who fought for William I in the Battle of Hastings were loyal to the new king. What they were seeking was more money and more power. Either of these groups of people might be the potential overthrowers of William I's ruling. However, William was wise enough not only to realize these threats, but to set out to eliminate them. One of the most important and effective ways was to send the circulars. These were groups of people who were either capable fighters or brilliant judges, headed by a person who was both intelligent and faithful to the king. The functions of these people included the suppression of uprisings and the judgments of conflicts. As these judges were often not at all familiar with the people involved in the lawsuits, investigations had to be carried out among the local people. And the opinions of the local people were so important for judgment of the cases that this eventually became an indispensable part of the English law. Those who were consulted before the court was open were members of the grand jury, and those who helped make the final decision became members of the petty jury. The judges also noticed that people were more satisfied with the judgment of some cases than with others. They took special care to remember these more satisfied ones and applied them to similar cases that more often than not proved effective. That was the beginning of precedence in the English law. You now have 40 seconds to check your answers to questions 17 to 20. This is the end of Part B. Part C. You will hear a talk about the history of the Red Cross. As you listen, you must answer question 21 to 30 by writing not more than 3 words in the space provided on the right. You will hear the talk twice. You now have 60 seconds to read questions 21 to 30.
Red Cross is the name and symbol of a worldwide voluntary organization. Its purpose is to help the wounded, sick, and prisoners of war in time of war, and to do first aid, nursing, and welfare work in time of peace. In 1859, the sight of the French and Italian wounded due to a battle in northern Italy made a Swiss feel uneasy. His name was Jean-Henri Dunant. He set out to rally the local townsfolk to care for them. He published a book urging that voluntary societies should be formed to do these jobs. As a result, the governments of several countries took part in an international conference at Geneva in 1864 and drew a treaty called the Geneva Convention. The principle of this convention was that in war, the sick and wounded, whatever their nationality, should be protected and cared for, and that the people looking after them the transport conveying them, military hospitals, and medical equipment should be safe from attack. Then a clearly marked red cross and white ground became the symbol of this. Certain countries use other forms. For example, in Persia, one is used instead of the red cross. By now, nearly every nation has its own Red Cross society with similar aims and objects. Since 1864, the original convention has been revised several times, and the last revision was in 1949. Its principles now apply to shipwrecked persons and prisoners of war, and include certain measures for the protection of civilians in wartime. The International Red Cross Committee of 25 members, with permanent offices in Geneva, is the neutral which is particularly active in time of war. The committee was the chief means of the Red Cross. Through this means, regular supplies of parcels containing food and other necessities were sent to prisoners of war. And through this means, postal messages came bringing news of civilians as well as prisoners of war to their family members and relatives. In 1919, the League of Red Cross Societies was founded to develop and encourage the work of the national societies in peacetime and to coordinate their work for refugees and their relief activities for the victims of hurricanes or typhoons, floods, earthquakes, and other natural disasters. In many countries, Red Cross are now also responsible for work such as the blood supply program. The British Red Cross Society was first active in 1870. Its voluntary detachments of men trained in first aid and women in first aid and nursing became well known in both the First and the Second World Wars. They staffed and administered hospitals and ambulances, transported the wounded in every theater of war. They also helped to trace wounded and missing men. During the Second World War, they undertook these and many additional duties. The Red Cross voluntary aid detachments shared the work of a civil defense in caring for civilian casualties of enemy action. In peace, much of the society's welfare work is done by Red Cross members who are not trained as voluntary aid attachments. The British Red Cross has overseas branches in the Crown colonies and dependencies where health, teaching, and maternity and child welfare are important aspects of the work. The first junior Red Cross sections were formed in 1917, and by now, many millions of boys and girls throughout the world are members of this organization. In Britain, after suitable training, they undertake service which is similar to adult members in caring for the sick and suffering. The U.S. Red Cross was founded in 1881 by Clara Barton. Miss Barton was called the Angel of the Battlefield. She set up a supply service during the U.S. Civil War and was nurse in army camps and on battlefields. She also led searches for the missing. After the founding of Red Cross in the U.S., she was its head until 1904. Now you are going to hear the talk a second time. You have 100 seconds to check your answers to questions 21 and 30.
Kimmy, 课堂欢迎你。